Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Renegade Defending Democracy and Liberty in Our Divided Country is Adam Kinzinger's account of how American politics became so combustible and why he believes democratic norms are worth personal and professional risk. Drawing on his experience as a Republican member of Congress, a veteran, and a prominent conservative voice who broke with his party during the Trump era, Kinzinger frames the current moment as a test of constitutional government. The book explores the pressures that shape elected officials behind the scenes, from partisan media and fundraising incentives to social media outrage and the fear of primaries. Kinzinger argues that polarization is not just a cultural problem, but a structural one that rewards extremes and punishes compromise. At the same time, he presents a case for civic courage, rule of law, and a renewed commitment to liberal democracy. The narrative blends political memoir with a call to action aimed at readers across the ideological spectrum who want a practical understanding of how division deepened and what can be done to reverse it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a conservative case for democratic guardrails. A central theme is that democracy relies on more than elections. It depends on guardrails like peaceful transfers of power, independent institutions, and a shared respect for constitutional limits. Kinzinger approaches these ideas from a conservative and constitutional perspective, arguing that liberty is protected when leaders accept constraints even when they are inconvenient. He emphasizes that the rule of law must apply consistently, regardless of party, and that loyalty to a leader cannot supersede loyalty to the Constitution. The book positions democratic stability as a prerequisite for any policy agenda, because without trusted systems, political competition becomes existential, and citizens start treating opponents as enemies. Kinzinger also underscores the moral dimension of public service, contending that the legitimacy of government requires truthfulness from officials and a willingness to correct misinformation. By framing democratic norms as non-negotiable, he offers readers a vocabulary for distinguishing tough political fights from actions that erode the system itself. The result is an argument that preserving institutions is not a partisan project, but a civic duty that should unite principled people across the spectrum. Secondly, inside the incentives that reward extremes, Kinzinger describes how modern political incentives can push lawmakers toward performative conflict rather than productive governance. He points to dynamics such as primary elections that favor highly energized voters, fundraising models that monetize outrage, and media ecosystems that reward viral confrontation. In this environment, compromise can be branded as betrayal, while attention-seeking behavior becomes a path to influence. The book explains how party leadership, committee structures, and internal caucus politics can pressure members to stay aligned with messaging, even when they privately disagree. Kinzinger also highlights the role of social media in compressing complex issues into instant reactions, making it harder for nuanced arguments to survive. For readers trying to understand why seemingly rational institutions produce irrational outcomes, this incentives-based lens is crucial. It suggests that polarization is not only about ideology, but also about systems that punish moderation. Kinzinger's perspective invites readers to ask different questions about reform, such as how to change the reward structure for politicians so that honesty, problem-solving, and cross-party coalition building become career-viable again. Thirdly, January 6 and the test of political courage. A major focus is the period surrounding the 2020 election and the events of January 6, which Kinzinger treats as a defining stress test for American democracy. He discusses why contesting election results without credible evidence can corrode public trust and normalize anti-democratic tactics. The book also explores what it means for elected officials to face a choice between personal safety, career considerations, and constitutional responsibility. Kinzinger's own prominence as a critic of efforts to overturn the election is presented as an example of the costs of dissent within a polarized party environment, including threats, ostracism, and institutional retaliation. Rather than framing the moment as a single day of chaos, he connects it to broader patterns, such as the cultivation of distrust in institutions and the strategic use of grievance narratives. The topic is ultimately about civic resilience, whether leaders and citizens can hold to facts, accept legitimate outcomes, and reject political violence. For readers, the takeaway is that democracy can be weakened incrementally through tolerated lies, and strengthened when individuals insist on accountability even when it is unpopular. Fourthly, patriotism, identity, and the meaning of liberty. Kinzinger uses the idea of patriotism to argue against the politics of resentment and exclusion. He distinguishes love of country from blind loyalty to a party or personality, framing patriotism as commitment to shared ideals like equal rights, freedom of speech, and pluralism. The book addresses how identity-based sorting has intensified conflict, with Americans increasingly living in separate information worlds and interpreting opponents as threats to their way of life. Kinzinger suggests that liberty is not simply the absence of government interference, but also the presence of stable institutions and mutual tolerance that allow people with different values to coexist. He connects these principles to a civic identity that can hold disagreement without dehumanization. This topic resonates for readers who feel caught between competing narratives that demand total alignment. The book encourages a definition of citizenship grounded in responsibilities as well as rights, including defending elections, rejecting political violence, and engaging with others in good faith. By re-anchoring political identity in democratic principles rather than tribal affiliation, Kinzinger offers a framework for rebuilding social trust. Lastly, Paths Forward: Reform, Accountability, and Civic Renewal. Beyond diagnosing division, Kinzinger outlines directions for renewal that combine political reform with cultural change. He emphasizes accountability for actions that undermine democratic processes, arguing that consequences matter if norms are to be restored. At the same time, he points to the importance of rebuilding civic habits, such as engaging across differences, supporting trustworthy local journalism, and rewarding leaders who tell the truth. The book suggests that reform could involve rethinking incentives that drive extremism, including how districts are drawn, how campaigns are funded, and how voters participate in primaries. It also highlights the role of citizens in shaping outcomes by refusing to amplify misinformation and by prioritizing competence over spectacle. Kinzinger's approach is pragmatic rather than utopian. He acknowledges that polarization will not disappear, but insists it can be managed within a stable democratic framework. For readers, this topic functions as a bridge from frustration to agency. It encourages a shift from consuming political drama to building durable coalitions around democratic basics. And it argues that a healthier politics is possible when institutions, parties, and citizens align around truth, peaceful competition, and the dignity of opponents. This book is best for readers who want an insider perspective on how American institutions strain under polarization, especially conservatives, independents, and liberals who are looking for a principled framework rather than a purely partisan takedown. It will also appeal to anyone trying to understand why elected officials sometimes echo claims they privately doubt and what pressures shape public behavior in Congress and in party politics. The benefit is practical. Kinzinger connects big democratic concepts to concrete incentives and choices, helping readers spot the difference between normal political disagreement and conduct that weakens elections, the rule of law, and peaceful transfers of power. That clarity can improve how you evaluate news, judge leaders, and participate as a citizen without being manipulated by outrage cycles. Compared with similar political memoirs, the book's value is its combination of personal stakes and institutional analysis, offering a conservative-rooted argument for democratic norms that many readers do not hear from within the Republican tradition. If you are deciding what to buy, this stands out as a focused case for civic courage and accountability, anchored in firsthand experience and aimed at rebuilding a shared commitment to democracy. If you would like to support Adam Kinzinger, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.